USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's the breaking news. Conservatives, Republicans, and supporters of the president have been waiting months and months for President Trump issuing an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president says he wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. A wild time at the White House with high-level insults between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. He bashes the Speaker of the House, calling her
crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
She says she's praying for him and hoping his family or his people would stage an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Taking a look now at your money, stocks tumble over continued concerns over the trade war with China and uncertainty over whether the White House will be able to work with Congress. On Wall Street, the Dow down 286 points to close at 25,490, the NASDAQ down 122 points, and the S&P 500 down 34 points. The central part of the United States slammed by tornadoes and flooding, at least 3 people killed near Jefferson City, Missouri, where roofs ripped off homes, leaving walls and furniture exposed, contents of homes blown away. Missouri Governor Republican Mike Parson.
There's damage, a lot of damage to some of the state facilities here in Jeff City that we'll be dealing with.
More storms and flooding expected.
Whatever resources we have in the state, we're going to provide to help the local law enforcement and help these agencies and towns across the state. So we'll be on that the entire day trying to figure out what resources we have.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Philip Morris getting out of the cigarette business. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The company's name has been synonymous with cigarettes since its beginning. But now COO Jacek Olczak says, "We can unsmoke customers. We can unsmoke Philip Morris." He says the company will be coming out with what it calls a healthier alternative with its new IQOS product. Like vaping products, this will heat but not burn tobacco. And he says that Philip Morris is moving away from combustible tobacco altogether, and that one day they'll even be out of the nicotine business altogether. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The terrorists known as the American Taliban released early from prison, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking out about this disturbing situation. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighs in about convicted Taliban fighter John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban, being released from prison after he served 17 years of his 20-year sentence.
I think it calls for a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox and Friends. Lynn will be in Virginia at the direction of his parole officer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.